We tend to take note of international basketball tournaments when the American team, invariably compared to the 1992 Dream Team that included Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird, does something nightmarish, like lose to Argentina. So let the record show that the USA team that plays Argentina tonight in Las Vegas has won 6 straight games in this year's FIBA Americas Championship, and their average margin of victory is 40 points. Alexander Wolf has been following international basketball for several years, and he joins us from the studios of Middlebury College in Vermont. Welcome back.
Thank you, Robert.
So is the answer just to make up a team of Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and some other real NBA All-Stars, and then make Duke's Mike Krzyzewski the coach and Team USA a win?
Well, that's actually been tried earlier in this decade, and not to the greatest of effect. So I think what we're running into, again, is tonight's game will be a terrific example of the system in Argentina and the super players in the U.S. Now, yes, steps have been taken at the highest levels of USA basketball to try to bring a little more system and structure to things. But in the end, international national teams tend to have just more order, and we tend to play a little more from the id.
What's a system when you're talking about, say, Argentine basketball?
Well, very specifically, the Argentines, who beat the U.S. in Indianapolis in the Worlds in 2002 in Indiana, of all sacred places in the U.S., it is a vertically integrated basketball system that brings players in as 14, 15, 16-year-olds, as cadets and then national juniors and then senior nationals. So they're playing under the same coach or coaching philosophy. So the players who will be suiting up for Argentina tonight, even though it doesn't include some of their most well-known players who've played in the NBA, are people who are pretty much on the same page, know each other's rules and cuts and moves, and are therefore a much more cohesive unit than inevitably a team of U.S. NBA All-Stars just thrown together.
But if they do well against the U.S., they will be the only team in this tournament, in this hemisphere, it seems, who can do well against the U.S.?
Well, Brazil has its moments. Puerto Rico has beaten the U.S. recently in top international competition, so that's not quite true. But certainly at this competition, the U.S. is really flexing its muscles. The real reckoning for the Americans is going to come not necessarily at this tournament, but down the road. Now, if they don't finish in the top two here, they'll have another chance to qualify for the Olympics. And then in the Olympics themselves, they'll have to reckon with a lot of those very, very strong and deep European teams.
Who were the strong and deep European teams?
Well, perennially, it would be Serbia. They're the most fearless team, always has a few NBA players, crafty veteran players. But even the Spaniards and the Italians and the Russians, and it seems like in the last 8-9 years, at least a dozen different national teams have beaten teams of American pros. And if you think back to 92 in Barcelona, it seemed like a total pipe dream that this could ever happen. So whatever has led to this, it's certainly given us this full flowering of basketball all over the world. And I don't think that's been a bad thing for certainly the NBA game, which has benefited from this style, which has arrived on our shores in the pro game.
One interpretation of what's happening is that an American missionary activity spreading basketball around the world has succeeded so marvelously that all of those converts are just doing brilliantly at it out there.
The Dream Team's exhibition, it wasn't a competition, it was an exhibition in 92 in Barcelona, really did do what David Stern and Boris Stankovic said it was going to do. Nobody believed it at the time, but it inspired an entire generation of people to be like Mike and Larry and Magic, and we're seeing it everywhere. And China is probably the best example of it, a nation of 1.345 billion people there. Eventually, you're going to find some talent that can be developed and tapped, and we're seeing that backwash now in the NBA, in the draft. And obviously, at the NBA corporate offices in New York, they're counting money as a result of this. The NBA is looking at a market that's expanding and expanding.
Alexander Wolf, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Alexander Wolf is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated, and he is also the owner, president, and general manager of the Vermont Frost Heaves, champions of the American Basketball Association.